change anything on it? Because otherwise I will already open it.
I don't think so.
Unless
things have suddenly changed here.
What changes?
I don't know, maybe
I didn't
got new information.
No, I didn't.
Like last time.
Only the same information.
Okay.
Hello, Sebastian.
Hello, Mr. Pierre.
I believe Miss Tentel is with us as well, in the control room.
Well, that's where the thinking goes on.
Oh, it's that room again, always late. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
I think you should punish him. European.
Spanish?
I see some interesting.
Okay.
You wish.
People, welcome back.
Welcome.
The third meeting. I have some points I would like to, some issues I would like to point out. First of all, if you make minutes yourself as well, like Sebastian does. Could you put them on the shared folder? If you do not make minutes, no problem, but it's easy for me to see what
Yeah.
you wrote down, so I could can use that in the report. The second thing, I was thinking to myself, I have this little remote control, and I'm talking to it. But I still need to point to the television because it works with infrared. That's quite strange.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
We'll come to that later, I think. The agenda for now, are there any pre-discussion questions?
No.
Okay. We will have your individual presentations. Then the decision on the remote control concepts and the closing, 40 minutes in total for this. So I think we can immediately start with the individual presentations
Okay.
and the progress you made. I think it might be smart to look at Ruud's information first because I understood there are some significant changes in the market situation.
All right.
So.
Just press the OK button.
Yeah.
Works.
Yeah.
My method?
How surprising.
Well, findings, ease of use is important, but innovation is more important. And the fancy look and feel is even more important. And some fashion watchers, I found out that the young target group likes fruit and vegetables in their clothes, shoes, and furniture, and that they want spongy material. Probably watch too much fun for. The old group still prefers dark colors, simple shapes, familiar material, but we're, since we're concentrating on color.
Wait a second. Could you go to the previous slide? Because I'm taking minutes. And really important themes in clothes. Yeah, okay. The field measuring spectrum is spongy.
So, do you think when fruit and vegetables are important for clothing and shoes, that they are in remote controls also?
Well, one example given was this. So, I assume they just want something colorful,
not something
the apple as a remote
control. But they like dark colors, you said.
No, the young group likes more colorful.
Okay. Well, then I suggest the corporate colors are gray and yellow.
Can you go back to that slide?
Which one?
Yes? Just one slide back. No. Yes. Okay. And the field material has to be spongy.
Yes.
Has that something to do with that natural feeling also, do you think?
Well, it might. But personally, I would like a sponge as a remote control. Maybe some soft material or something.
Okay, so yeah, it might not be, it shouldn't be too hard. It maybe rubber or.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and like.
Well, we could make.
Likes familiar materials, but that doesn't mean we should use wood. This is an example of what they would like, but since we're concentrating on the young group, I think we should use soft material and make it colorful or like cell phones, exchangeable colors.
Yeah.
So we could provide both for the young and the old what they like.
Well, that's interesting.
Quite interesting.
You can make a few very colorful ones.
Yeah.
And a very traditional.
I'm thinking
cover.
About the Bananarama telephone telephone from Siemens, the yellow rubber.
Yeah. Yeah.
Telephone. It's the rubber.
Yeah, it is. It
cover.
Is, yeah.
And it's colorful.
Yeah.
It looks like a banana. We have the fruit. We have the colors.
Do you know
the simple
phone?
Design.
I don't know the phone. But
it's the Siemens C25, I believe. It's 35. The one the Postbank gave away.
Oh, that one.
The,
yes.
The light blue.
I know.
It's also in yellow.
Yes, I've seen it.
You know, Ruud, as well? About.
I've seen it.
Okay. 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 Do you have more? Oh, that was.
That's about it.
Okay. Okay, so the important findings are. Innovation is more important than ease of use for our target group.
Yes.
And coloring is important and
soft materials.
Okay.
So ease of use is important, but technology is twice as important. And what was even more important?
The fancy look and feel.
Okay. So that's the most important thing for
yes.
our customers.
Okay.
Okay, Roel.
Yeah.
Could you do your presentation?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't really have much to add because most of the things we already said in the previous discussion.
Okay, well, it's good to sum up the things we already thought about.
The previous ideas were voice recognition and the round button for the channel programming and the volume. Well, a few interfaces I found on the internet are these. These are both with voice recognition, but they're very advanced and very high tech and just, weird.
Shape.
So I suggest I put it. I had a small mock-up site.
line on the paper. But it didn't work, my pen didn't load the information, so I made a really simple shape on in PowerPoint. But we could make around an oval
it's
remote control,
of,
yellow.
It's kind of organic, so that's very good.
Yeah. And what I'm thinking about, maybe we should make very light, but a grip. I mean, this is how you hold a remote control.
Yes.
It shouldn't be too flat, too
slippery.
Because
you have to something grab like the Siemens phone.
Yeah.
It's rubber. So
yeah, exactly.
It's easy in your hand.
Yeah.
Yes. There are also remote controls who have a little shape underneath,
yeah,
where you can put your fingers.
Yeah.
So you can get a really good grip on it. So you don't have to attain much pressure to it. It's a lot easier. So
it grips automatically.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I'll go into that deeper in my presentation.
Okay. Good.
Right.
Oh, and to add on Ruud's information, in this interface we can have high tech with the voice recognition and well, the fancy colors and so on, and still have the ease of use because we have an easy interface. And all the other remote controls are high tech in buttons and
way
so
too
on.
Much, I think, for our goal. Yeah.
So if you have the voice recognition, you can. You can program like 30.
But I think
we'll go into that because there are some possibilities and some impossibilities. I had a talk with our manufacturing division, and we had a talk about all the different components who are in this design. These are the things we've looked at, and of course, I use the web. My information about casing. We have three different casing possibilities. We have the uncurved or flat case. That's the most common remote control form we're used to. It's just a box. I'm sorry, I don't have any pictures of this one. We have the curved one. It's curved in two dimensions. You have to imagine it's a bit like a wave. So it's a little more advanced in its shape. We have an even more advanced shape, which is curved in three dimensions. I kind of think you can compare it a little bit with the big gray image you had in your presentation.
Yeah.
The big remote control, something like that. But it's quite advanced, and it's quite daring to use. For these casings, we have different types of fish. We can use plastic, which is very slippery, maybe not so nice, but you can give it any color, which is the same for rubber, but it's not slippery. We can use wood and titanium. Well, we cannot use the titanium on the double curved cases, and these latex cases, just the plastic ones, won't allow the use of solar cells as an energy source, which brings me to the different energy sources. Well, we even seem to have hand dynamos for powering our remote control. You really have to imagine, like, why?
Great. Well, it would be very new to the market.
It would be very new, but it's kind of a retro style. Well, this is quite interesting. There's also a kinetic energy supply. So when you're watching TV,
like the watch,
you have to make some kind of energy, kinetic energy, by shaking the remote or throwing it against the wall, whatever. it has to move. That's the center. And you can store the energy in things.
I think if I can hook on to that, the kinetic thing is very funny.
It's very funny indeed.
I mean, solar is, of course, it's nice, but it's well, your calculator has a solar panel.
Indeed.
Hand
but if you're watching a movie, how many times you take the remote control and
well, maybe
if you have a watch, you have the kinetic idea in a watch also.
Yeah, I know.
You walk,
yes.
And
yeah.
but you're
you
sitting on the couch.
You know from your own watch. Your watch uses a minimal, it consumes a minimal amount of energy. Then the shaking of your body, which is almost every activity makes your body shake, charges it. But the problem here is that it supplies a very little amount of kinetic energy. So I think you have a problem when you're watching a movie and you haven't moved the remote control in an amount of time. And you want to switch the channel or something, well, it might not work. So that's something you have to keep in mind.
Okay.
So, but maybe there's a possibility to combine it with traditional batteries, so we can save on the batteries and when there's a new kinetic energy, use the kinetic energy and otherwise use the batteries.
Okay, because I guess the voice recognition feature consumes quite a lot of power.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I'll come to that later.
Okay.
And we, of course, have the traditional solar panel, which is just a piece of material on the remote control, which transfers light energy into electricity. The user interface controls. Of course, we have the push buttons, and we also have scroll wheels. And the scroll wheels can also be integrated with buttons. So it's just like a mouse. You can scroll them, you can also push them. And the indicators, we have the LCD displays, which means you can watch in the display which channel you have chosen or something like that, of the amount of volume which is currently. And we also have double scroll buttons, which are just two of these things. So we don't really have the kind of button we had in mind in our last meeting, the thing with the round four.
No, we can just make four push buttons in the form of a round. But I don't think the scroll wheels, I had some information about it too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any possibility for us to use scroll wheels.
Well,
I can't see any scenario where you would use a scroll wheel with a button on it.
Maybe, well, me neither. Maybe.
This would be the ring buttons.
Yeah.
Right? With maybe a channel selector. What about integrating a scroll bar on this side?
Yeah, that's a possibility. But
because this is how you keep it.
Yes.
But Floris,
it's quite good. Yes.
Think about a scenario where you would use the scroll button.
Volume.
Well, what he means is there's a
volume
button
okay.
integrated in the scroll wheel. There's no scenario where you use the button in the scroll wheel. You just use the wheel.
Well, what about mute?
Yes.
I guess this is my volume button.
Yes.
And I can either on this side or this side.
Okay. That's one possibility. Okay.
And click it to mute the device.
Okay.
And it makes it different from the traditional devices on this market. So I'm looking for a way to make it a little different than the traditional ones.
Yes.
So maybe I guess that's something you two need to think about. Ruth, what do you think about scroll bar, wheel.
Well, it's obviously new, so it might attract the young customer.
Hmm.
But it's done before. There are many other devices, like telephones and radio, pocket radios. We use this, and well, it's been done years ago, and I don't see it anywhere now. So
well, all the Sony telephones use it. For example, for volume, Nokia has it. Well, okay, it's not really a scroll wheel, but on their side, the volume button is on the side because you grab it like this.
Yes, but it uses two separate buttons.
Yeah, I know. It's not really a scroll wheel. No.
Yeah. Something for.
For you too.
Yeah. I believe if you have what we earlier said. The grip places in the remote control. You have your hand on one place on the remote control, so you have to place all the buttons in the range of your thumb.
Yes, you have to.
So in that case, the volume button on the side of the remote control would be perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Sebastian, then.
Okay, we have to know, if you want to use these robot double curved case, you must use these push buttons. There's no way you can integrate LCD displays, there's no way you can integrate small wheels, because it's all curved,
yeah.
There are no flat areas where you can incorporate these things. So, that's a limitation. About the components, just the hardware. We basically have three types of chips we can use, and these chips incorporate all the logica and hardware that's needed to send the signal. We have a simple regular MOS chip, and there is something like a sample sensor and a sample speaker, which is a little cryptic to me, but I think that's the voice recognition thing that we are thinking
about.
Yeah,
you can have some information about it. In the voice recognition, you say a word, you can program words like volume up.
Okay.
So mute, let's say mute.
Okay.
You program it, you mute, and you give an action to it,
mm-hmm.
just really the mute function.
Yeah.
And when you speak in the remote control, it repeats your saying, so that's the sample sensor.
Okay.
So if you say mute, it says mute again,
mm-hmm.
and then it's what I believe
it
is
performs the action.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then he repeats his action with which he believes it is. But you
yeah.
say mute, he repeats mute, and he makes a computer sound mute, and then goes to the mute
okay.
function.
Okay, so that's basically the voice recognition item we were searching for. Okay, this sample sensor requires a regular chip, I suppose. If we want to use the LCD display, we really need the advanced version, which is a little bit more costly. If we want to use the school wheels, we need the regular version. And if we don't want to use any of these more advanced versions, we can keep with the simple chip, which is a bit cheaper.
Okay. Well, did we already decide on the display?
No, but I think that's something for Google.
Yeah, well, I don't have... I haven't looked for information about it, but I don't think you need it on the display.
No.
Especially when we have to look at the cost, I don't think...
No,
cost
I don't think
oh, any TV can view on the digits
display.
On screen, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, well, my conclusion, unfortunately the market has decided a little other than I thought. I thought the market would like sort of titanium casing, but they seem to like natural stuff, so maybe we should think about wood finish. I've chosen the more battery with solar cell solution for the engine. It's more reliable, it's cheaper. So I don't think we should use the
kinetic
thing.
Okay.
The kinetic thing is a possibility. It's more advanced, but I think you should combine it with batteries.
Okay, it's maybe a bit too flashy, too.
Well,
yeah.
It in some way it can give us an effect because you will save on your batteries.
Yeah, but that's the same with the solar cell.
Yes.
That's
not. I think it's more robust. It's
yeah.
more.
But what about the market? Wants colorful designs. So if we use titanium.
No, but that's what Sebastian said. He said. This is my personal preference,
okay.
but I understood that the market is different.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So
I think we should skip the titanium and stuff.
Yeah.
And we should use wood or something like that.
Rubber with colors.
Yeah, the older people liked wood.
Oh, okay. So it needs to be rubber.
And
yeah,
the young people liked soft material.
Okay. Yeah.
Squishy.
Yeah.
Okay. These scroll wheels, I think. They can be handy. So
and they can be implemented with the regular chip?
Yes, they can, but they really need the regular chip. You cannot.
Okay, but we also we already need the regular chip for the sample.
Well, I'm not very sure. Maybe
it's. Oh.
But do we want the curved design or?
I think so. If you stick with the simple, straightforward, not curved design,
it's too dull.
Yeah. I don't think our customers will like it. And if you take the double curved, then you cannot. You can only use the rubber buttons.
Yeah.
You cannot use the scroll wheels. So
okay.
I think this is the best of two worlds.
Okay. What about the issue I addressed at the beginning of the meeting? The voice function with the infrared issue.
Yes.
Because it's of course.
I can imagine it's very dull to talk to a device if you have to point to another device.
Yeah.
It's very illogical.
But most infrared remote controls don't have to be pointed at all.
Well, there has to be some pointing in. But
it depends
well,
also on
if
your.
If you take your hand before it, okay, it won't work. But you can point it just.
Well, it depends on
wall.
Your walls actually. If you have smooth walls, it probably you're probably right. But if you have carpets on the wall, which our natural loving friends probably do have, then it might be a bit more of an issue.
Yes, because
so
the walls they reflect the infrared light.
Yeah.
I suggest we use the sensor sample, the sample sensor as sample speaker, with a regular chip. I think it gives us the advantage.
And the scroll wheel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like the scroll wheels idea.
Skip the LCD part.
Yeah.
I don't think it's any value added.
No. I think so.
Well, it looks. Yeah. Well. According to Ruud, the market likes
technology.
New flashy technology, and I mean LCD
it's
is
not very flashy.
Well, I know, but it's less
standard
than. Well, we are not very. We do not know much about the financial part. That's the
mm-hmm.
problem, because if we do have enough space in our finance,
mm-hmm.
I would say. Do integrate it because it adds a little extra
yes.
high tech feeling to it.
But we already have the scroll wheels, the speaker recognition,
yeah.
the rubber.
I think our customers
the fancy colors.
Okay. Okay.
It's too much.
Yeah. Okay. I agree. I think Ruud, do you have any anything you would like to add or maybe thoughts or.
No, I don't think so.
No? Sebastian,
Nothing more.
The next phase will be the what's the next phase to Floors?
Well, we need to describe decisions now.
Okay.
So on energy. Well, we decided chip,
okay.
The case, rubber with the one curve, user interface.
But it can't go with one curved case.
Yes, they
yeah,
can.
Okay.
They cannot work with double curved.
Oh, sorry.
That's
yeah.
a problem. I'll check it for you.
Then the corporate identity should be in the product. I guess that is something for Roel and Sebastian. You talked about it before, the colors, gray and yellow.
Yeah.
Keep it in mind. And the buttons, well, we talked about it now. The next phase, Sebastian,
yes.
Is the design of the look and feel,
mm-hmm.
the user interface design, and for you, the product evaluation. I'm sure your personal coach will give you more information on that. The ID and the UID need to work together on a prototype drawing on the smart board.
Okay.
And I'm going to plan my holidays.
Okay. So you will
the prototype drawing
is
for the next.
Yeah, it's when we come back in
yeah.
30 minutes,
right.
You will have a prototype ready.
Okay. So can you give us a summary of all decisions we've made?
Yeah. I can. Maybe one of you could write it down.
I'll do.
Great. You need to help me.
Okay. Start with the casing.
The casing is curved.
Single curved case. Okay. What about the energy source?
Traditional batteries and solar.
But can they be can they work together? Or do we have to choose between them? Because if we have
no,
to
they
choose,
can be complementary.
Yeah,
I think they can.
Okay.
Well, what if
every device?
It should be. There should be really no problem. They
okay.
can be supplementary. It's no problem. Yeah. So.
Okay.
The energy source is. Batteries and then
solar.
What about the finishing of the case? We have decided we wanted to use the rubber.
Yeah. Colorful rubber. If it's possible with different covers, but I'm not sure if our suppliers can help us with such a wish.
Okay. And I think we should use the company color, something like black and red or black and yellow.
Gray and yellow.
Yellow case and gray buttons.
Yeah, although I don't think that's very colorful, except for the yellow, of course. But I could think of a more attractive set
well,
of colors.
I think it's not very dull. It's quite modern, actually. Don't you think?
Well,
I
believe more thinking about the fruit colors that Rich showed us before.
But you have already. Must have a red on and off button, and
well, it doesn't have to be red.
Well,
I mean, I think these colors are really what our young people are looking for. So maybe it shouldn't even be two colors. It should be a full color cover with such an image, or I mean,
okay.
Thinking in two colors is too black and white for our market group, I guess.
Oh, black and yellow.
Black and yellow, yeah.
Okay, but I'm afraid it's not possible to print a picture on the device. Because I agree, it would be nice to have something like that on the device itself. But
well, there is. Just a week ago, a keyboard manufacturer prints.
Yes,
with Feyenoord and.
Yes, but our manufacturing department is not so advanced in its techniques. They're actually very slow in its techniques.
Okay, so we have to deal with what's possible here.
So I'm afraid it's not possible.
Yeah. Okay. More decisions we make.
Scroll wheel.
The scroll wheel, yes. The voice recognition.
Voice
we
recognition,
decided.
Of course.
Okay, so scroll wheel, but there will be some additional buttons, I guess.
Yeah.
And they should be spongy, also, because they're rubber too.
I'm going to leave that up to you too.
What did you say?
Well, you can use well, when you use the buttons, they'll be made of rubber too. So
yeah.
It has the spongy feel also.
Yeah.
So I think that's okay.
Yeah, or you could use plastic buttons in the rubber.
I think rubber is nice. Because it I mean, what do you touch the button and what do they want? Spongy devices or
but then you just have the fact that the drones on the buttons will disappear eventually.
Really?
What I said in the first discussion, the digit 6 on the button, it will disappear when it's from rubber.
Is that? Does our
it's not
something. So?
It's no information I read about it or so, but it's just from.
Did we include the digits or leave them?
No, but
because things like volume could be placed next to the button.
Yeah, you could place a.
This
would be the button, the scroll wheel, I mean,
yep.
And you could
yeah.
place the image, the signals.
So you don't
touch. Yeah, that's possible.
The
but then you have still the images on the rubber of the case. But still then, if you feel your remote control, you just rub on the cover. So you rub on the painting.
No, no, there's no painting. Only yellow or. But it's.
Yeah, but the plus or the minus.
The
you have to draw.
Yeah, this is on the plate.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's on the cover. So if you.
I think. I know what you understand.
You just moved the problem.
What about making this rubber and making this plastic?
I see what you mean. Well, maybe it's possible because our manufacturing division also offers plastic finishing. So maybe they can combine these two.
Yeah. Well, actually, we should have it the other way around, I guess. A plastic cover with rubber finishing. I mean, this is the finishing. This is what's on the edge, what you feel.
Yeah.
But the front on which the buttons are doesn't have to be rubber.
No,
I mean,
I'm not so sure. I think
can you separate these?
Well, I'm not sure. I have to ask with manufacturing, but I'm not sure that's what you want because our customers specifically ask for the spongy feel, and that's what you get with rubber. So, if you want a spongy feel, you need to make these buttons all of rubber.
I know, but do you touch this or do you touch this? I never touch between the buttons.
I do. Or the sideways or
yeah, the
side,
the
back
exactly,
or the back.
Sideways. The side, but do
I
you
think
touch between the these buttons?
Yes, especially when there are a few buttons on it, you have a lot of space to touch. So you just have it in your hand completely or
okay. Well, we do not have very much time left. I guess you two have to figure that out.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the decision to you because you have to make its prototype. And yeah, you have the most knowledge about the suppliers, the possibilities, and
yeah.
So I'm going to leave the decision with you. Sebastian, did you write enough decisions then?
Not quite. What about the chips? We use the regular chip?
Regular.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, I think that's about it. Yes.
Okay. With those regular chips, we can still control advanced functions. The chip is not really.
The only difference between the advanced and the regular version is that the advanced version of the chip supports LCD.
Okay,
that's all. And we've decided not to use LCD,
yeah.
So.
Okay. Okay, then I think we are quite finished. I'll see you guys in 30 minutes.
The finishing touch.
Yeah. If you wrote anything down, could you put it on the shared folder?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Sebastian has everything.
I know, but. Well,
I'll put it on.
Okay.